Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is Mark Belisles. He and I had the privilege of co-writing a book together on the faith of Thomas Jefferson called Doubting Thomas. And we're not really going to talk about that book in this particular segment. Instead, what we're going to talk about how Thomas Jefferson and some of the other founding fathers are so politically correct in today's milieu that there was even a story recently where Thomas Jefferson's statue was defaced at his own alma mater, that is to say, William and Mary, or the College of William and Mary. Mark, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Jerry. Good to be back with you.
Sure. Okay, so now, unfortunately, Thomas Jefferson certainly was a slave owner. And in fact, you and I chose to not directly address that issue in the book. And while he expressed some concerns against it, in reality, he never did, free his slaves, which is something George Washington did. Nonetheless, there are some positive things Jefferson contributed to the country. But tell us about what has happened recently at his own alma mater, William and Mary.
Sure. Yes, at College of William and Mary, where Jefferson attended as a student and also later helped serve on his board and lead that, it's indicative of the problems going on now, where all history is subject to modern sensibilities and a lack of modern full understanding of the facts. And so there at College of William and Mary, someone just recently defaced the Jefferson statue that's there on the campus, as well as put red paint on his hands, as just to portray him as a racist and someone violent, and so this is the view that they are calling for him to be no longer associated with that university, and this is happening other places as well.
As a matter of fact, because the statue is made of bronze, the school is going to have to consult a metal conservatory to remove the paint without damaging the painting. Meanwhile, he helped to found the University of Virginia. We have a whole chapter about that, and by the way, just real fast, it is often presented that he explicitly decided to make a secular institution in the example of the University of Virginia, and our book argues that no, what he decided to do was to make a non-sectarian university in the University of Virginia. So in other words, it wasn't tied to one particular denomination the way Harvard, for example, was tied to the Congregationalists, or his alma mater, the College of William and Mary, was tied to the Anglican Church at the time.
Correct.
But I understand that there are some students at the University of Virginia, which Jefferson founded, who are now upset about him, and they don't like him being quoted by the college. And tell us about that.
Yeah, that's true. Just last month, the university president was criticized because she included a quote of Jefferson in an email that she sent out to the university students and faculty. And so there was this whole appeal. I don't know if some 400 or 500 people signed a petition saying they don't want her to quote Jefferson. It offended them, their sensibilities, since he was a racist, a slave owner, and so forth. And so here was, again, kind of an amazing thing that the very founder of their institution is now no longer, politically correct. And in fact, it's interesting because the university is going to celebrate its 200th anniversary here in the next year or two. And now the very founder is perhaps not even going to want to be talked about fully. He's an embarrassment to them, supposedly. But it's all just our modern, so shallow understanding of history and contextualized information.
Well, why don't you comment a little bit about Jefferson and slavery? It's my understanding from what I've read that on the one hand, he personally was opposed to it. On the other hand, having inherited a lot of slaves in marriage and then also inherited some from his own father even, that it was, the way the society was set up, it was more difficult than it was worth to be able to do. Plus, he was broke by the end of his life and in debt, and it just wasn't even something available to him to free them. But he was hoping that the day would come later when this terrible institution of slavery would be gone. Meanwhile, he did profit from it. So how about your comments on Jefferson and slavery?
Yeah, it is a difficult thing for us to maybe understand. To us, looking back, it seems easy. Want to just set the slaves free, but it's very true that the laws of that time made it difficult. It was against the law to set your slaves free at certain periods of during Jefferson's lifetime, as well as especially if you inherit them, because that was considered. Limitations to that, and you, even upon death, by the time Jefferson died, it wasn't really allowed, even though it was allowed in Washington, did it, and others, George Washington, but Jefferson was in debt, and the slaves were considered property, and so the law said you couldn't just set them free if you owed debts. So it was complicated. It's a lot more difficult than people think, and it was something that Jefferson, and so people, modern kind of historians and people think of him as a hypocrite, because he clearly did always speak about slavery being something that he understood as wrong, as something that would bring the wrath of God. I mean, the very famous quote about he feared for his country, because he was talking about he feared God's judgment because of slavery. So it was very sincere with him that he felt like it was a wrong thing, but he just couldn't quite pull it off personally, even though he proposed many laws. The very first thing in the legislature, as a member in the Virginia legislature and in the Declaration of Independence, he condemned slavery and many of these things, but others overruled him. Laws were, his proposals were voted down time and again.
But when it comes down to his own personal life, because he was in debt, that's why he legally could not free them. That makes sense. Because I know there's some college professors that came down hard on, our good friend David Barton in reference to this whole issue. But I think you're right. You have to understand the context of this whole thing. It's not like Jefferson could just say, okay, I'm going to free you because I think this is an evil institution. If he had more money and hadn't been in debt, then he might have been able to do that. That's what you're saying?
Correct. That's correct. Right. He really legally was not free to do it. It's just like me saying I owe debts, but I'm going to give my property away, to somebody else what I have. No, you actually are obligated to your debtors. So it was a legal restriction.
Okay, so it wasn't just like, I personally think slavery is evil, but in the meantime, now you boys, you go out to that field, and you guys, you go over to this, and it was more, he was too complicated, especially because he was broke. Okay, that makes sense. Right. And worse than broke, he was in debt. That makes sense. All right,
it's hard for us to imagine, even because, his own family had to sell their property. He was that much in debt after he died. It was not a small debt.
Right. Okay. All right. Now, in the meantime, we are suffering the abuse of political correctness. So, for example, a couple of years ago in 2015, the statue of Jefferson at one of these schools, I'm not even sure which particular one this is. Anyway, there was a statue of Jefferson plastered with sticky notes calling him a rapist and a racist. And one of those notes also said, Black Lives Matter. And so do you think we're just going to keep seeing and hearing this kind of stuff against our founders, including Jefferson?
Oh, I do. I think it's just going to continue to grow. I mean, it's sort of, and I'm not necessarily a big fan of all Confederate statues and things all throughout the South. I think, I think there needs to be more balance and representation of history, but right here in Charlottesville, Virginia, the city council just voted to remove a Robert E. Lee statue for the same reason. But the point is, the logical result of this trend is there's no clear, stopping point. If we remove statue of Robert E. Lee now, then it's already the complaints about Jefferson later. So then we have to remove, statues of Jefferson or other founding fathers. If there's anything deemed kind of offensive by the times in which they lived that they were associated with. And there's no stopping point. There's no kind of logical way to stop. And I find it personally, disturbing, because I led, even in my city of Charlottesville, Virginia, here for many years. I was served as chairman of the city's official historical Resources Committee that was designated to try to celebrate our history, to educate the community about our local history. And even I was the co-chairman of the 250th anniversary of the city. And we did a lot of that, and it was wonderful. But since I've rolled off, it's become this sort of backlash, let's remove anything offensive. And I think, it's a negative trend. It's not healthy. I think personally, history needs to be inclusive of all the kind of, in a way that's proportional to the times, to the eras that this history, community has gone through, proportional to the population, and respectful of the heroes of all kinds of different parts of our community. I think that's the only really healthy way to go forward, but we're in an opposite kind of trend right now. Hmm. Let's dumb it all down. Let's remove everything that might be offensive to, one person or a small group. And Jefferson, I'm afraid, is on the chopping block pretty soon.
Hmm. Well, and, it's interesting. Maybe part of the trend here is, since we've basically jettisoned our nation's Christian roots, which are the true roots. I'm sorry, but if you read, yeah, and I challenge any skeptic of what I'm saying here to pick up, and you can read it online, to get the Church of the Holy Trinity versus the United States Supreme Court decision of 1892, and you read that argument and you see why did the Supreme Court in 1892 say this is a Christian nation, and you look at all the arguments that they marshal, and you'll see the documentation of our nation's Christian roots. Do you think that, in a sense, because we've jettisoned the Christian roots, we're just kind of adrift in this relativistic sea, so it's no issue at all that these former heroes are villains? I wouldn't be surprised if they start going after Abe Lincoln someday, because at certain points, sure, Lincoln said, "I'm more concerned about the Union than I am about ending slavery."
True. I mean, Woodrow Wilson of Princeton is being there's a push to remove him, and since he's associated with that, it's not just because we've removed our Christian heritage, but history, period. In our universities today, and so many of the public schools, American history is the least studied subject. And so that dearth of real information about our country, not even just the Christian heritage, but any of our heritage in a really balanced way, is leading to this kind of reactionary modern mentality of what history looks like. I mean, it's a Hollywood kind of version of history, very, very simplistic, and it's problematic.
And untrue in many cases. Yeah. I mean, in terms of the overall balance. It's interesting. These videos that you see, they're annoying. They're funny. They're annoying. And then I see in the big picture, they're actually dangerous. And here's what I'm talking about. When these people go out in the streets, and Jay Leno used to do this, and he would just ask basic questions. Okay, tomorrow's the 4th of July. What are we celebrating the 4th of July? And all these people could not answer. Who did we? Oh, we won. Yeah. We won. Okay, who did we win, the war from? What war? When? People don't know these things. Germany? Seriously, and it's like, this is scary, Mark, because these are voters. These are people who will decide whether that Jefferson statue stays or not.
Yeah, I mean, it's because of that kind of lack of history, and all kinds of strange kinds of perspectives. I mean, I even talked about, again, leading a lot of the historical history commissions of our city. It's amazing how many people, when they think of the Jim Crow era and of the KKK and all of the kinds of laws that
all those Democrats, and they were all Democrats.
No, they don't. They completely think it's Republicans that did that.
No, it was Democrats.
And that's so phenomenal that history has been been rewritten in most modern people's minds.
It is amazing.
Amazing to
me. I agree with you. Well, we're basically out of time. I would refer people to, to Dinesh D'Souza's movie called, what was Hillary's America. He really brings that point out extremely well. In the meantime, I would also refer people, as far as Jefferson and his faith, to DoubtingThomasBook.com. Mark Belials, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jerry.
All right. Bye-bye. All the best. Bye-bye.